Welcome in to the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to be joined by Elijah Molden. Elijah is a junior cornerback for the Washington Huskies and is one of the top players at the position in the country. Elijah, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, of course.
To start, you guys currently on a bye week, but what have been your overall thoughts of the season so far, and what do you feel Washington has to do to finish strong?
So far, I feel like, we've done a decent job. Some games are creating turnovers, and then the games where we've lost, we haven't created those turnovers. So that's your number one priority. This bye week is a great opportunity to fix some things and reflect on the season.
Elijah, what is it like playing under Coach Peterson, and can you describe your relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's really close with all the players, and he's like an uncle. He's that close in terms of like our relationship with him. He preaches life after football and academics and all that stuff. So I mean, I knew that when I signed up to be a player on this team, way back when.
And Elijah, we've seen you have a ton of success so far. Was there anything that you worked on in particular in the offseason to improve your game?
Yeah, I'd probably say just like my feet, like in man coverage a lot, and just kind of getting comfortable with, playing the nickel position. I think it's, one of the hardest positions in football, aside from that and quarterback. So that's something I pride myself on, being sticky in coverage.
You guys have one of the best quarterbacks in Jacob Eason. What is it like going up against him in practice, and what makes him so good?
His arm talent makes him really good. In practice, really, like, iron sharp as iron. I mean, ever since he got here, like, we could see, the potential he had and everything he did at Georgia. And, when he started doing it in games, I was very surprised, and a lot of people weren't either, so. He's a real talent and he's a leader.
Elijah, you mentioned a little bit of it earlier, but what type of role do you play on this Washington Huskies defense?
I want to be a playmaker, obviously, and a leader, especially because we got a pretty young defense. So just stepping up and teaching younger guys any way I can, and then being the spark that our defense needs. And, come third down, I want to be the player to make a play.
Elijah, what is your initial reaction when the ball is snapped?
Shoot, I can't really even tell you just because it's going by so fast. I take every play as it is, just play by play. So I don't really have too much. I'm not worried about the play that happened, before the whistle or the play that's going to happen next. So really, like, I just read the offense and then know my assignment, and then just, I think the rest is instinctual.
Elijah, how important is it to have a strong relationship with the other guys on your defense?
Oh, of course. I think, any team sport is all about relationships. I think you won't see a team, you won't see a good team with bad relationships. So, I hang out with these dudes outside of practice, and, they're going to be at big time moments in my life going forward. So those are my brothers.
At what point did it really click for you and you start to realize that you can make a huge impact on this defense?
I'd probably say the off season, just kind of when we lost those key guys to the draft, kind of next man up. And I've always had confidence in myself, and I've always believed in what I could do. And it was just a matter of pushing through adversity and all that stuff that this game throws at you.
Elijah, speaking of kind of being thrown into things, you started out your career playing a lot. What was it like coming in and having to play so early on in your career?
Really, I didn't know any better, just because in high school I started playing. I started my freshman year there, so I played pretty early there. And then once when I got here, obviously I wasn't a starter, but I still had a role. So, that was kind of the expectation. one thing that well, Coach Lake, I mean, he doesn't treat a freshman any different than an older cat. I mean, he has high expectations no matter how old you are.
Elijah, what is it like having a father who played in the NFL, and how has he helped you on this journey? And do you feel like there's any added pressure since he did play in the NFL?
If there is pressure, I don't really feel it. I'm sure it's going on social media or whatever the case. But just from growing up with him, he's always been the first person I go to whenever I face a problem or before a game. He'll shoot me a text and really just remind me that I am who I think I am, like that I'm a great player, that I can do great things, and just to be humble.
In addition to having a ton of success on the field, Elijah, what does it also mean to be named a Pac-12 All-Academic in your career?
Yeah, my mom takes pride in that one. And school has really been a big thing, and that both my parents have enforced, me and my siblings, just because, you know, football doesn't last forever. You know, a lot of people, if they do make it to the NFL, their career is short, and then, you know, they got to go to the workforce, so... I love learning. So, I mean, it makes school better, especially when you go to, a prestigious school like UW.
Talking about high school, can you describe your high school career and what went into your decision to choose Washington?
My high school career was great. I mean, we won state championship 62-7 my senior year. I had phenomenal coaches that, mostly all of them went to U of O at one point in their careers. But when I was choosing the school, really it was Washington was a perfect blend of academics and football. And then they had Coach Lake and Coach Pete too, who were by far the best fit for me.
And Elijah, with this all in mind, you know, Washington, amazing academics, but also the football side with it. What has been your favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
That's a great question. The Rose Bowl experience was pretty cool. Last year going to Disneyland with my teammates. And probably my first interception, which only happened a couple weeks ago, versus SC. Took me a couple years to finally get one. But I'll probably say that was the other one.
Outside of football, what have you enjoyed most about college?
Connecting to new people and to, you know, opportunities that Seattle has. I made a lot of new friends. And I've been able to do some internships, like in the summer and whatnot, all because of the connections that that the football team has. So, you know, kind of growing up on my own, away from my parents, but still staying connected to them, seeing my siblings. I'd probably say that.
Elijah, playing in the Pac-12, we saw last week, Oregon, you guys play a ton of fantastic opponents. Are there any receivers, though, in particular that you've had to face in your career that you find the most difficult to go up against?
I can't really say one in particular. I mean, I faced some good receivers for sure. Shane Brown was good on USC. Stanford's tight ends are always good. I mean, they all just have different attributes and different strengths. So every game, really like every opponent, there's a new approach.
As a junior, how are you taking on a leadership role this year to help out underclassmen?
Just reaching out to them. I know as freshmen that things can get overwhelming, you get homesick or whatnot. So, you know, reaching out to them, inviting them over, just grabbing like a quick bite to eat with them and all that type of stuff is what I think would have helped me as a freshman. So now I'm kind of returning the favor.
And we know, even though you're a junior, Elijah, the NFL is always on everyone's minds. For scouts or GMs, we know they're coming to a lot of your games, being it's the Pac-12. But what would you want them to know about your play?
I like to be known as a playmaker. I think any DB would. And I'm physical too, and I say my number one attribute though is my instincts when the ball's in the air and that type of stuff. So The NFL has always been a dream of mine, and that's something that, you know, once I make it to that level, it's going to be a great milestone in my life.
Are there any players in the NFL that you try to take pieces from their game and then emulate it into your game?
Yeah. There are a couple, really. You know, Patrick Peterson, Jalen Ramsey, Stephon Gilmore. All those guys, you know, they may not be my build or whatnot. You know, some of them are tall, lanky, all that stuff, but you can always steal parts of their game that can apply to you. So that's really what I do. I look at one thing and then look at what they do really well and then try to implement it in my game.
And Elijah, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or someone who's retired, who would it be and why?
I'd probably say Earl Thomas, just because he's such a hard worker.
Elijah, do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
Yeah, I mean, best case scenario, I love to own my own business, like own my own gym and nutrition center, sports center, all that type of stuff. And I mean, if that doesn't work out, I love marketing and sales and all that stuff, so... I've been doing internships now, kind of getting me prepared for that next step.
Yeah, and Elijah, we know only a junior, but it's everyone's dream to become an NFL player, sign that first contract. Do you have any idea or if you thought about what you'd want to do with the signing bonus?
To be honest, I just put it in savings, you know, or spend it towards my family a little bit. You know, I'll for sure spend it towards my family, but I don't have no car I want or, you know, a big house I want to buy, so.
And Elijah, for the last question, for any rising high school athlete, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Probably say get in the film room and when you watch film, kind of have either like a mentor who has experience or just kind of have a good basis on what to draw. Like what someone to kind of teach you along the way and teach you the right things. That's how you're going to grow the most. That's how I grew the most.
That was Elijah Molden from the Washington Huskies. We wish you best of luck this season and can't wait to see you on Sundays.
Awesome. Thank you so much.